From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on Around the Wood Stove, I'm joined by songwriter Dave LaFever. Dave recently completed his first full-length solo album that features a who's who of the Lancaster music scene with over 20 guest musicians in a process that took 10 months to complete.
It's almost like a dream. I mean, bringing these songs to that kind of, you know, full embodiment, it's almost like, you know, imagine what the song could be in its most, you know, realized sense. And let's do it.
Coming up, it's Dave LaFever and a sneak preview of his upcoming full-length album, Everywhere You Come From. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove.
So give it up now. It's not worth it to push and push and push till it comes down. Cause I'm bound to hurt more than myself with the carelessness I've thrown around.
Woodstove House favorites Kingsfoil, the Central Pennsylvania pop rock band, announced last week that longtime drummer Joe Cipollini has decided to step down. They also announced that Joe will be replaced by Frankie Muniz, best known as Malcolm from the Fox sitcom Malcolm in the Middle that ran for 7 seasons until 2006. The band recently completed recording a new album, their second with Nashville producer Dustin Burnett. No word yet on when that record will be available. You can hear a full interview with Kingsfoil's Jordan Davis and Tristan Martin on Around the Wood Stove episode number 23 from February of 2011. In more music news, congratulations to Dana Alexandra and our friends in Toy Soldiers for being featured on Paste Magazine's List of the Day in an article called 11 Pennsylvania Bands You Should Listen to Now. According to the article, quote, singer-songwriter Dana Alexandra is a top 40 secret weapon waiting to explode, unquote. Check out Dana's interview on Around the Wood Stove from earlier this year on episode 42 and look for a full-length interview with Toy Soldiers in the months to come. You have less than 2 weeks to support Playgrounds, our next Wood Stove House public theater production, at least through our Kickstarter campaign. Playgrounds is a set of 3 short plays that will be performed at 3 outdoor sites in Lancaster City during Lancaster Art Walk. That's the weekend of May 5th and 6th. The performances are free and open to the public, but you can be part of the show by financially supporting the many folks involved in making these plays a reality. Visit woodstovehouse.com and click the Playgrounds Kickstarter banner at the top of the page. A huge thanks to everyone who has contributed so far, and if you haven't, please consider joining us in bringing locally written and locally produced theater to the streets of Lancaster. Singer-songwriter Dave LaFever joins me today on Around the Wood Stove for a sneak preview of his upcoming album, Everywhere You Come From. Dave has been a big part of the Lancaster, Pennsylvania music scene for years, both as a member of the Cultivators and as a solo artist. The album was produced by Chad Kinsey at the Glittering Cave in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and will be available in late May. No official release date has been set, but we'll keep you posted.
Dogs that are lame, don't let it slow them down. Have you ever seen how it makes them more determined? Dogs that are lame, dogs that are lame, come running just the same when you call them. Please don't hesitate to call them. Dogs that are lame.
Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster is Dave LaFever. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Jason. Good to be here.
It's been a long time in coming, and we're here to talk about a brand new album that's called Everywhere You Come From.
That's right.
Hot off the press, that name.
Yes. As of about 3 days ago, it hit me driving in my car. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you settled on a title. I know that had been a
challenge. It was a little bit of a process. Yeah.
I don't know. I lost count of how many guest musicians. Yeah, I mean, going through the draft of the liner notes that I saw, it's like a who's who.
It was a great experience working with all those folks. Yeah.
What was the process of recruiting well over a dozen of this area's fine musicians? What was that process like to figure out who to bring in and who to bring in for what and play on this thing?
Well, it was a joint process between Chad Kinsey, who's recorded this and produced it, and myself. People that we knew and have worked with, you know, over the years. Some that were brand new to me at the same time that Chad brought in and has worked with. It was a matter of looking at each song and thinking about what would be the best way to flesh that thing out and, you know, really make it come alive and make it the most it could be. And it was, not everything worked. I mean, we tried things that didn't work. And actually there's two songs that we probably worked the hardest on.
Didn't make the final.
Didn't make it. Yeah. I hope to get them out there at some point because I like them a lot, but there were different reasons that they didn't get on. And one big one for me was cohesiveness of the album. I mean, there's an arc to these songs. There's kind of a theme on the album, and there's also a style. I mean, there's a style. I mean, it's not consistent through all the songs, but these songs, style wise, were also sort of outliers. Mm-hmm. So there were. And then the performance, I was stretching myself on the performance on these also. So that was another thing that we thought, well, we already have 12 songs. That would have made 14. So two got cut.
I've seen you perform solo. I've seen you perform with the Cultivators, which is a lot more stripped down than what this record ended up being. But I think the solo performances I've seen you do have had a bigger impact on me, more about the song. Mm-hmm. So take me through that process of taking these songs that, you know, you've written on an acoustic guitar, and building them into the layers and layers of instruments, because with all those musicians, right? And then all the instruments that they bring to the table, there's a lot going on a lot of these songs.
Right.
So what was that like for you had you done something like that in the past?
Never. No.
And so what was
no
it like?
No experience. It was intense, and it was a trip, and you know, there were times that I had resistance to it, and there was a dynamic tension, you know, between Chad and I. And there were times that I balked going down that path. But I think that, for one thing, I can see myself playing about half of these songs out solo. The other half of the songs, I think are difficult to do solo and to really communicate the song. So I think that it's almost like a dream. I mean, bringing these songs to that kind of, you know, full embodiment, it's almost like, you know, imagine what the song could be in its most, you know, realized sense. And let's do it. And like, we got down that, you know, we started going down that path, and then, you know, and then I became the guy a lot of times who was like, well, why don't we do this? And you know, and I started becoming the stickler for things a lot of times. So it was an intense process.
I think I know it.
This record starts with a song called Banks of the River. And I like, as a fan of yours, as someone who's seen you perform, and this song starts with that subtle guitar, that kind of what I'm expecting. And then gradually, it's kind of nice because it doesn't knock me over the head with what's to come.
Right.
It builds slowly into what's to come. And by, it's sort of gradual. So by the middle of the song, I'm like, wow, there's a lot happening here. But it starts out, you know.
Right.
It starts out real Dave LaFever.
Right.
Can you talk about that song and what went into the making of it?
When you listen to it, you know, if you break it down musically, it's extremely simple. I mean, as far as it's five verses, and there's no chorus. I mean, it's like an old, you know, it's just like an old folk song that doesn't.
Yeah.
That's extremely simple. It's waltz time, and I think that it needs something. I mean, that's one song that's hard for me to picture doing by myself, you know, with myself and a guitar in public, because how do you keep people there for 3.5 minutes with just that simple melody line and five verses going on?
You're right.
There might be a way to do it that I would have to work on to work out, but
with all the production elements, you get to let that explore, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it was fun with the singing on that in the later verses, the harmonies. I mean, I loved it with Sharon Lesher comes in on the second verse. And, I mean, we're still like in, you know, in cultivator's land at that point. And then there's the instrumental part. And then, you know, and then Amy Banks and Loretta start coming in. And that started to make the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Sorrow holds secrets, sorrow holds secrets. Happy lovers have none, happy lovers have none. Sorrow holds secrets like bees in amber. Happy lovers have none, happy lovers have none. Just
at the Wood Stove House, we're always looking for your feedback. If you have any ideas for the show or would like to recommend an artist to be featured, drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com or leave a comment at the website. If you'd like top secret information about our house concerts, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. And while you're there, you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. My guest today is singer-songwriter Dave LaFever. The song Travel Far tells such a clear story coming out of the gate, you know, with this guy sleeping in his car and hadn't had a shower, and the imagery, right? Skin right. Crawling. Man, you can feel that grease. You can feel that crust. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a great track. Can you tell me the story behind that one from a story perspective, the narrative?
Yeah. Well, something that strikes me about that song is, I mean, the title of it is Travel Far. There's actually a lot of irony in that, because when you listen to the lyrics, the guy makes it to the Maryland line. That's as far as he gets. So it's not, you know, it's
of
really
course
not
relative, right?
Right. It's about going away, and you know, it's about leaving and returning, you know, basically.
I haven't had a shower in days. My hair's greasy. My skin starting to crawl from sleeping in the car. If I go home, I don't know what I'll run into. So I think I'll stay out here, sleepless and all. You gotta travel far to find out where you've been. Even though you might fall apart on the highway, you still gotta go. I made it to the Maryland line. The moon was blinding. I pulled it off the highway to lie down for a while. But I couldn't rest at all. Kept hearing someone calling. Could have been my girl, my son, or my grandpa. You gotta travel far to find out where you've been. Even though you might fall apart on the highway, you still gotta go.
I wanna ask you about Mr. Kern. Because I heard you play this song one night by yourself. I can't remember the place, but as soon as this song came on, I remembered it. Mm-hmm. Talk about Mr. Kern a little bit, the song or the man, or both.
Mr. Kern, that's a true story. Mr. Kern was a bus driver I had in grade school, and he was, just as the song says, he was just a mild-mannered, very friendly guy who didn't talk much. But he had a twinkle in his eye, and I still don't know why he did this, but he would, one time every year, he would take a different way to school. And you can imagine what that does to a busload of kids who are so used to that routine of going the same way. I mean, we just flipped out. It was a memory that just stuck with me through the years. And when I finally got around to writing songs after thinking about it and wanting to for years, that was one of the first ones that came out.
It leaves the listener wondering, really wondering, like, is this, like, what's going on? Like, is this really, it's a great song.
First 3 years I went to school, I was never sick, and hardly ever scared. The bus driver came every day, a middle-aged man, dressed in blue and gray. Mr. Kern, when I took my seat, every time my insides felt like bees in a hive, anticipating what the day was gonna bring. Up in the mirror at the front of the bus, Mr. Kern's eyes were watching over us. And one time a year, old Mr. Kern took us on a different turn. We jumped up, we got excited. Somebody yelled, "We're being hijacked, Cuba, Cuba."
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is singer-songwriter Dave LaFever, talking about his upcoming album, Everywhere You Come From. This record ends with a really nice number called Rest Your Tattered Heart. And I think I read in the liner notes that that one goes back a ways, too. Is that an older song?
I would say 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Tell me about that song.
It's about, you know, it's like most of these songs, that it has to do with relationship. And it has to do with all the struggle and love that goes into a relationship, and the continuing hope, and that tomorrow, you know, is going to be another day to have a go at it. Let's just rest for now, and tomorrow's another day.
Well, you and me, we've been around the block, dear, and I don't think there's a thing we can't take on. So please don't lose your faith if I fall from your grace. Only a dying part of me that's fallen. Rest your tattered heart. Rest your tattered heart. In the morning light we'll see again. Rest your tattered heart. Rest your tattered heart. Rest your tattered heart. In the morning light we'll see again. Rest your tattered heart.
Is there something in particular that inspires you to write?
I need to have some kind of a creative flow in my life, or I'm just not much good for anything. And that's been the form that it's taken. It's a way of, I mean, I think it's a way of coping with life. Trying to.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come down and chat with me about this new record. I'm excited for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you got to wrap this thing up, and I know it's been a long time you've been working on it, and just it's a new day, you know, and we'll look for it in the later part of May, and yeah. I will be happy to let all of the people listen to this program know where to get it, know where to go and help you celebrate.
Thanks.
We'll keep you posted on the official release of Everywhere You Come From, the new album by Lancaster singer-songwriter Dave LaFever. In the meantime, don't forget to drop by woodstovehouse.com. You can check out past episodes of this program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.